Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, has reported what is believed to be the highest ever one-day number for COVID-19 cases this year with 235 new cases. The health unit is also reporting it is now monitoring 976 active cases locally. Also, since the PHSD began tracking COVID-19 cases just over 22 months ago, there have been 5,723 total COVID-19 cases confirmed locally. PHSD also said 4,747 of those cases are now resolved. More complete details are included on the daily COVID-19 public health summary. There is also a change in the death count statistics reported by PHSD. There are still 47 total deaths, but there was a decrease of one death in the Greater Sudbury area and an increase of one death in the Manitoulin district. As for the possible location of the new cases, PHSD said 135 new cases were reported to have occurred in the Greater Sudbury area, 64 new cases in the Rural Sudbury district, and an increase of 39 new cases for the Manitoulin district. With respect to the possible causes of new and recent cases, PHSD reported 30 new cases are associated with outbreaks, 2 new cases of close contact of a confirmed case, 299 cases where information is missing, 86 cases under investigation, a decrease of 17 cases that were believed to be travel-related and a decrease of 165 cases with no known epidemiological link. PHSD also reported general demographics each day about the age groups for people who are becoming infected. Epidemiological data showed that the majority of local cases are persons in the 20 to 39 age category with 1984 total cases, an increase of 81 cases. There were also 1571 cases for the 19 and under age group, an increase of 70. The next highest number was 1369 for the 40 to 59 age group, an increase of 75. Seniors in the 60 to 79 age group amounted to 630 cases total, an increase of 22. People aged 80 and over are currently the lowest category with 169 cases, an increase of 10. The not specified category had a decrease of 4 cases. That category is now set at 0. Note: the numbers above might not correspond to other numbers being reported because the health unit does not report fresh numbers daily as they happen. Some of the numbers are delayed. With respect to COVID-19 testing, PHSD said there have been 348,943 total tests carried out locally since the pandemic began. With respect to vaccination numbers, PHSD is now reporting percentages of people vaccinated rather than doses given. The percentage of area residents who are now fully vaccinated translates to 76.6% of people in the PHSD area. PHSD also reports on new outbreaks that occur within its jurisdiction. No new outbreaks have been reported in 3 days. More details can be found on the daily COVID summary page. Just scroll to the bottom of the summary page to COVID-19 outbreaks. It also includes locations where outbreaks have been declared over. Also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, there were 15 patients with confirmed COVID-19 at the hospital, said the hospital website. 2 of those patients were in the intensive care unit. In addition to this, there were 7 admitted patients being tested for COVID-19. HSN said 2 of the 7 patients were admitted to the ICU, intensive care unit. HSN has also reported 9 past positives for COVID-19 patients who no longer have the disease. One of those patients was in the ICU. The other 8 are still being cared for, but not in ICU beds. On the provincial COVID-19 roster today, the Ontario government daily website reported 16,713 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases across the province. Also today, the province reported 15 new COVID-19 deaths.